Leominster, or Leominster, Massachusetts. Native American relics have been found in Leominster. And there is also a claim to this town that it is a landing site of Vikings. Lynn, Massachusetts. Lynn was settled in 1629 and actually is named after a famous Briton, meaning the place of spreading waters. Lynn Beach was the place where the Native Americans gathered to prove the skill and the strength. And it is also a site where many shipwrecks occurred, notably the Bark Vernon in 1859, or the English merchantman Pembroke in 1766. That ship alone carried 200,000 sterling in silver coins. And the coin still can be found on the beach after a high tide or a large ocean storm. Dungeon Rock is super interesting place. It's where the pirates said to bury many treasures. Today it is a park, and officially searching and digging for this treasure is highly discouraged. So you really have to work with the local officials, make sure you obey every law or regulations there. The legend is that a huge cave used to be at the mouth of Saugus River, and it was destroyed most likely by the earthquake in 1658. It is said that pirates hung light signals from the ladder rock, to fool the small boats and the big boats doing the onwrecking. But it is also said that they would give the signals for the comrades to come to secretly hide their loot. Now, the pirate, the very famous pirate Thomas Beale, is said that he has been buried alive or crushed by the big rocks that tip over the entrance of the cave during an earthquake. And they say that his ghost is guarding the treasure that to be sure is there in that cave. Before 1658, in order to disguise his former pirate life, he set up a cobbler shop, shoemaker shop, as cover. Now, Veal was the only one of four pirates who escaped the British forces. He was the only one who survived because the three of his comrades were captured and hanged. Now that shoemaker shop could still be seen as late as 1844. There are many stories of outlaws who hung out in that area. One of them says that they captured an English princess and murdered her there. So, as a side note, there are claims that the earthquake, the great earthquake of 1658, happened right in the middle of hurricane. And something catastrophic happened in that spot. Now, in 1830s, there were two attempts to blow up the rock covering the entrance to the cave. But all they did was destroy totally, completely the entrance to that cave. But again, it is interesting place to do some exploring. Nevertheless, many years ago, four men are said to have sailed the Saugus River and stopped at Saugus Iron Works to buy tools, you know, shovels, and other digging tools. And they asked that the tools be delivered at the place called Pirate's Glen, and the payment would be waiting for them in silver bars. And so the tools were delivered, but no one was there, you know, to claim them, so they just left them there. The money was there, they left the tools, and no one ever saw those men again. Marblehead, Massachusetts. So many privateers and mooncasters, wreckers as they are called, made their living in Barnegat District. Barnegat District. And many pirates, smugglers, were actually welcomed there. And they were actually hiding at Fountain Inn. In 1722, very well-known pirate Edward Law plundered at least 13 ships near Marblehead. John Quelch, also supposed, as we talked, I think before already we mentioned that, have buried treasure here on Snake Island nearby. There is an offshore island called Satan Rock, a place where many wrecks occurred. And treasure hunters have found large amounts of 18th century English, Spanish, and other coins in that era. They also in that area, the steamer Norseman wrecked right off Tom Moore Rock in 1899. The story of a screaming or a screeching woman started on Oakum Beach, Oakum Beach, in 1680. Now, the story goes, a strange Spanish ship loaded with treasure is said to enter the harbor when the men were fishing on the Grand Banks. The ship has been attacked by pirates and all crew and passengers were killed, except for one, for that woman. The pirate's crew, for some reason not really known by us, brought her to the beach, cut off her ring finger, maybe because they wanted her ring. They murdered her right on that beach. And the woman screamed on the beach for help. However, the residents who heard her screams could do nothing about it because they would be murdered by the pirates if they helped her. But the next day, they found her body. They buried the woman on the beach. And to this day, they hear her cries for help. Now, this place is very interesting, obviously, for obvious reasons, to the treasure hunter. Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. Now, Martha's Vineyard is so interesting for so many reasons. But let's just focus on important points that are important to us treasure hunters. So we will focus on the western tip of the island called Gateshead, is where actually a yellow amber was discovered. There are traces of volcanic formation found. Black Brook is known for the strange sounds that occur there. Twigs snap, branches crash sound is being heard as if someone was walking over them usually after dark. Lights are seen when no lights exist. There were burial stones found near Miltark Rock. There is a presence that is always felt. I thought I'd just make you aware of that before you go and explore this area. Now, however, if you can avoid those eerie, strange noises, not be bothered by them, or potentially the spirits there is a treasure to be found. Someone named Ikis Hill dreamt that she saw pirates bury a treasure near the cliffs. The site was marked with sticks. The description where exactly is rather vague and difficult to follow. Nevertheless, it's a great place to explore. Also, prehistoric whale, shark, shellfish, and other creatures are found near the Gateshead Cliffs. It is also believed that the monster Moshab lived there. The settlers call the area Devil's Den. Teeth are still found in the ravine to this day. What is interesting is that some sort of lizard is often seen nearby the cliffs. And it is described as being 60 feet in length with a cow or horse head with paddle legs and a long slender tail. The first sighting of this creature was by a British man of war in 1700s. The last known sighting was in 1930 by a fisherman. Carrihank, Massachusetts, also known as No Man's Land or Norman's Land. Now this area is right in the area of Martha's Vineyard. It is very interesting place, Carrihank, to explore. Many things have happened there. So, for instance, it is a known site of buried treasure. There was a couple that also had a vision where exactly the treasure was. They actually found a rock with inscription on it, and behind that they would find the treasure at the center of a deep muddy point. And there are rocks that do have marks on them. So the couple tried, but they did not find the actual treasure. And there are many that insist that treasure is still there. So it's worth checking out. Edgartown. It was initially called, well, by the Native Americans, Nanunpak, which means fresh palm. Now, it was named for the son of King James II of England, Edgar. And a large number of English silver coins were found there, right near Great Pond. And they were dating from 1700. Now we know that the Mary B. Crowley was wrecked there in 1910 on Wasque Shoals, Wasque Shoals. This was the largest and the longest schooner ever built in Rockland. Interesting thing is that the schooner was wrecked previously twice, but they managed to repair her, but not this time. This site is also a site of Native American burial ground. Human bones have been found. And what is really strange about this particular site is that giant bones have been found there. Bones that are much bigger, much larger than a present day human being. What is also interesting, and I don't really mention that a lot, but this sea creature, sea serpent, that it's been sighted, probably not maybe this particular one, but other sea serpents, they were of similar description, were sighted all over New England. And so Native American had this sea serpent on this island. And of course, they made it into a legend that there was a sea woman named Squant that lived there underwater cave of Gay's Head and so forth and so on. But it is based on a real sea creature that was seen by many witnesses throughout the history. Benjamin Franklin's uncle saw that type of serpent, sea creature of the Cape in 1719. And his description was kind of similar, even though it's wild. He said it had a lion head, large teeth, long beard, and floppy ears.
If you enjoyed this program, please subscribe, like it, and share it.
That sea serpent was seen off Provincetown in 1886. And the description was just as wild. They said it was 300 feet long and 12 feet wide. And the sulfuric odor was coming from that beast. As it came ashore, it had a 20-foot tail. There was actually even an article written at the time, and it said that perhaps that the sea serpent was awakened by recent earthquakes that were felt in this area. During a Revolutionary War era, a French galleon was wrecked on the south side of the island. It carried a large amount of money, as all the ships did that would venture in on the longer trips. But this ship in particular carried a lot more than usual because it was a payroll for the French troops. Now, most of the money, it is said, was salvaged by the officers, but it was too large to carry. So it said that they buried it for the safekeeping. And the story says that they never returned for that money. Actual amount was never disclosed. Some of the money throughout the history was found. There was a story of a horse who accidentally broke through to a treasure cave or a pit. And they've discovered a lot of that loot, of that money, and the government officials took it. Now, remember that there were no banks, there were some, but they were not very prevalent. And on that island, there were no banks for many years. And the settlers, when they had money, they would find places on the ground in the houses to conceal that wealth. After all, many smugglers, wreckers, and pirates were very common. And so hidden, there's many hidden places in that area, hidden places of hidden treasures, hidden money, hidden savings. And they often included cellar walls, false doors, or simply dug out a hole in the backyard. And if you do your research of where people used to live on that island, and if you do get permission to search or dig on the private property, you might have amazing results. Many of the residents usually hid precious items or the savings when they saw strangers coming to the island. Coins have been found in tree hollows. It is said that many people have thrown the items, the savings, into Beck's pond. And it is also said that a pirate once told of burying his loot right along the north shore of the island, in a place where two little brooks emptied into the sound. The blue rock of Chappaquiddick is an enormous boulder located near the shore where the Cape Parch light stands. So, according to the story, a farmer said that he saw pirates come ashore here and bury a chest right under this rock. The leader of the group killed the two pirates who helped dig out that hole for the chest. He killed them and he threw their bodies right into the pit with the treasure, as it was the custom, usually. And when that happened, the farmer left quickly. Obviously, he was scared. But he came back the next day, but for some strange reason, found no sign of the treasure pit or the murderers.
If you enjoyed this program, please subscribe, like it, and share it.